Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For better bred cattle. Actually, most stock is selling well, and we're told farmers have wind in their tail feathers. Around Pukekohe, 25 millimetres of rain fell on Monday, followed by a light top-up on Friday. A looming problem early next year is likely to be unavailability or extreme shortage of crop protection products. International companies are having difficulty sourcing raw materials, and some manufacturers in China have closed. And to top it off, local importers are saying the prices of many horticultural products that are available are rising.
In Waikato, lambing is almost finished and seems to have gone well. When the weather's good, there are few losses. Beef cows have started calving. The feed situation is a bit tight on the hills. On dairy farms, the AI technician is still turning up every day to inseminate cows. They could stay for half an hour or a couple of hours, depending on how many cows are waiting in the shed. Soil moisture levels have lifted. They were behind in May but have caught up. A farmer deep in King Country says it's finally stopped raining and they're no longer walking around in mud. They're starting to wean their 460 beef calves. Docking's on the agenda for the end of next week. A Bay of Plenty avocado grower and packhouse operator says the majority of growers will be lucky to break even this year. Exporting's not easy with air freight and shipping issues, and Australia doesn't want our small fruit or our very large fruit, so a lot is being diverted to the local market. Fortunately, the last few years have been good ones for avocado growers.
Taranaki's had mixed spring weather with rain and sun, but it's generally wet. Some people are short of feed for their cows, and while others have enough to shut up for silage, not as many are closing up paddocks. Milk production's lower than normal. Farmers are still waiting for a week of sunny weather. Across the island, and Gisborne's had plenty of rain. There's been really good pasture growth, and that's welcome because stock came out of winter lighter than farmers would have liked. Strong prices mean farmers have a spring in their step. Good rain in Hawke's Bay in the past couple of weeks has really turned things around. Moist topsoils are boosting grass growth, but subsoil levels still have a way to go. Sheep farmers are thrilled with lamb survivability. It's been 10 to 15% more than you'd expect, given earlier scanning levels. That's being put down to virtually no rain over lambing.
Wairarapa needs sun. The days have been cloudy and dreary, and farmers and stock really want to see a big yellow thing in the sky. The sun really grows clover, and ewes that could do with more condition need a boost. Asparagus is in full production in Horowhenua, but unfortunately, the inability to air freight it to international markets has meant growers won't be harvesting all of their crop. They'll be mowing some of it instead. The supermarkets can't cope with the extra volume, and there's only so much you can sell at the gate. Growers are assessing their options day by day.
Across Cook Strait, and it's still too cold and wet for Tasman to boast much grass. Another 50 millimetres of rain fell on Sunday, and the week's only been slightly warmer than earlier in the month, with the odd fine day thrown in. Farmers are becoming down over it because there's not the tucker for cows, and some are on once a day. Some farms and vineyards in Marlborough still have water sitting on paddocks. Our farmer contact had to run lambs through a foot rot bath because they were limping so much in the wet they need heat and sun. Bud rubbing would normally be underway on grapevines, but the cold's holding them in check too.
Spring also remains elusive in Canterbury. There are continual bursts of rain, especially on the upper plains. Baleage and silage making is still off the radar, and while prices for meat and milk are great, costs have risen a lot, particularly for fuel and fertiliser. There wasn't a cloud in the sky on the west coast on Friday. In fact, it was the third sunny day in a row. Grass is now growing faster, and with a few supplements added to the cow's diet, they're looking good and getting ready for mating. According to our Karamea farmer, there's no better place than the coast on a sunny day.
Grass is growing in Otago and farmers are getting cows ready for mating, which means for some, inserting cedars so the cows all start cycling at the same time, so subsequent calving's condensed. Southland had a frost Friday morning, so they're not quite out of the woods yet, and last season's cropping paddocks still aren't regrassed. This week, our farmer here had a vet checking yearling Hereford bulls, which he'll use for the tail end of mating. 30% failed. They measure the scrotum circumference and it needs to be 32 centimetres or more. If it doesn't measure up, it doesn't mean the bulls won't be good next year. They're just too immature now. It's the second year our farmer's done this and he says it's well worth it.
This is Country Life on RNZ National 101 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.